ways that people choose to relax themselves. Some choose to lounge in soft, cozy places and let themselves become unoccupied, listless, free from obligation or worry. Others focus inwards on their hobbies, the little activities that make them happiest, condensing attention towards a single pursuit, letting the exterior world melt away and become irrelevant and distant. Movement is another way of relaxing, engaging the body and mind into a specific favorable orchestration. Something simple as taking a stroll through a pleasant environment can ease one into a feeling of placid tranquility. Picturing how one likes best to relax can prepare the mind for that state. Finding that the more focus is centered towards the anticipation of winding down for the day, the easier and easier it is to find that those thoughts of curling up on that couch, of unpacking all the supplies of that favorite hobby, of putting on that pair of comfortable shoes for a lovely stroll come to the forefront. The mind is excellent at priming itself for relaxation when it knows when it was last unwound. Soothing thoughts of those moments where it found itself free from stress or burdens. Mindfulness, meditation of the senses, attending to the release of stress through focus, leading thoughts away from tension, towards leisure, towards a state of placid, subdued enjoyment, a place of chosen comfort, diverted from everyday thoughts and worries and annoyances into simple, reliable serenity and rest. Inwards, further and further from negativity, from nervousness or anxiety, deeper and deeper towards contentment, towards rest, towards repose. Enveloping the mind with the echoes of memories of calm detachment, a space between thoughts where the recollection of those sensations of relaxation and enjoyment exist, where they are so easy to access whenever one needs them. A space where the veil between thinking and remembering and feeling can press further inwards to surround the mind in a delicate air of slumber, quieting and pushing away aside any sense of urgency, subduing all sense of hassle and haste, arresting any inertia that isn't the sensation of melting, of sinking, of relaxing completely, surrendering to ataraxia and restfulness, letting that feeling overtake any attachment to obligation or trepidation while it is safe and welcome for the mind to do so. Allowing pacificity to swallow up any errant thought of doubt or woe. Serenity, calm, deeper and deeper into relaxation, abandoning anything but effortless relaxation, further and further, no worries, no unease, only peacefulness, only relaxation. Floating down, sinking down, giving in. Good. Drop. No thoughts of resistance. Nothing but the gentle, insistent surrender of the mind to this pleasant dream. Only feeling good. Falling further. Only feeling safe. Sinking deeper. Only feeling secure. Dropping down. Mind free to feel wonderful. Mind free to feel unburdened. Utterly and completely relaxed. Knowing that the mind can return to this place whenever it wishes. Whenever that is a safe and reasonable thing to do. taking another moment to enjoy the way this feels, to savor this experience and let it remain for as long or as little as your mind wishes before we start bringing you up on the count of five. One, two, three, becoming more aware. Four, allowing thoughts and sensations to return easily and wonderfully. Five, completely awake, refreshed, and rejuvenated.